Everybody's absolutely devastated, especially with Ryan being a Rangers supporter. Rangers are just one big family, so he's one of us, and that's basically why we've got in town with us.
So what have you organised?
We've arranged a charity football fundraiser, and it's going to be the Boys East Ayrshire Loyal Supporters Club versus Celtic fans. This is going to be on Sunday the 6th of November in Drongan, the football pitches in Millishield Road. We're hoping that we'll be able to get some donations, maybe some kiddie activities, so that we're not having to put any money out at all, and all the money raised is going to go to the family. That's what this is aimed at, every penny goes to the family.
That's what I was going to say, because obviously the Rangers family is such a big family. When something like this happens, it really is felt, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's everywhere you look just now, it's everybody just trying to help for the family. And obviously, I think as well, because it was tragic accident and he was on the way to a Rangers match, it just kind of hit home for everybody. And it all started off, somebody put on, why don't we do something in memory of Ryan? And that's where this is all came from. And it's just escalated big time, which is great. The support's been amazing.
What sort of support have you had? Because I know there's been some donations and things like that so far, hasn't there?
There's been lots of donations. I sent emails through to all the football clubs in Scotland. I've had a couple of donations. It's tickets, Queen of the South, Kilmarnock Football Club, Hamilton Archies. I got in touch with Glasgow Rangers to ask if they could provide football strips for the Rangers boys. And they're doing that, they provided 20 strips for the Rangers boys. So, I mean, that just tells you what Glasgow Rangers is. To me, that speaks volumes. So.
And obviously, you'll be playing against Celtic fans, and something like this, it just shows you it's bigger than Old Firm rivalries and things like that, isn't it?
Everything goes to the side, a time like this. There's always going to be rivalries. It's like junior football as well, but that all gets put to the side, and at a time like this, everybody comes together the way it should be. Life too short, and what's happened to Ryan's proved that.
So tell me about the day itself. What are you wanting people to do? What specific things are you looking for? How can they help if they want to help?
We're looking for anything at all, any donations. I mean, we've got donations so far, like for hairdressers providing cut and blow dries, they all go towards raffles. With a local artist has donated a picture, so we're going to get that in an auction, hopefully an online auction. One of the boys in the Rangers bus of the supporters club, he's donated his Old Firm ticket. And that's an auction just now. That's sitting at £255. So that, again, speaks volumes about how much folk want to be part of this. What I would like personally is kids' activities, donations, even like face painting, if they could come and do face painting. You've got the sand art, bouncy castle, just to make it a family day rather than just the football. We're also looking for trophy or medals. I think the boys that are playing football should get some sort of recognition for playing this, because if it wasn't for them, then the day wouldn't be going ahead. So we're looking for trophies, medals, whatever anybody, if there's any suppliers out there that would be willing to provide anything at all. And we're having it's falling on my disco at night at the Toll Bar in Drongan. They've donated the hall. I think there's somebody in talks with disco DJ just now. We're looking for Buffy. So again, if anybody could provide anything, even if it's a few companies or businesses, small businesses coming together, even just an individual, if they're willing to place a tray of sandwiches or sausage rolls or whatever. Everything is welcome. We really appreciate everything that's come so far.
It really